Welcome to Queens Talk with AJ. We are two magical black queens from the A, college roomies turned cousins. Join us as we unpack truth, lies, and all in between.
We give all the millennial depth, culture, and lessons. This ain't no girl talk. This is queen talk. And we are hosts. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ayana.
You know what it is.
Period.
Bitches done showed up and glowed up.
That's hilarious to me.
What it do? Because
what it do? I think it does dim.
Yeah.
But just to let us know, like, okay, action. Because I saw the light rise.
That was me up there, like, brightening it. So I'm trying to understand.
I thought that was okay. I have to pay attention next time.
I don't know why he did that. That was dumb.
All right, guys.
I'm gonna run that back.
Yeah, let's do it again.
What it do? What does it do with?
Wow, that was strong.
I felt it in my belly.
Wow,
truly.
Feeling that.
Yes. How you doing, Jordan?
How the hell are you, Bob?
I was waiting.
I couldn't wait to get it out. Like, that's really become a part of my thing now. I don't know why. Yes. Who is Bob? I don't know.
But how was it?
Yeah, you know, I'm swell. Not too bad. Not too, you know, bob and weave it.
You're looking good. Ooh. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I tried. I could hear all your story, and I was like, my girl got straight hair.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah. Girl. I be trying to pop out around the holidays with a little silk press, a little trip.
Indies.
Because I realized you didn't leave Atlanta for Thanksgiving. I know that you were considering. Oh.
Yeah.
Was it not planned?
Every time I make that face. So I was supposed to go to Hilton Head with my parents for Thanksgiving and my other family members. But basically, well, for starters, I would have actually had to leave late Wednesday night when I got off work, because I didn't realize that I actually was working 10s that week, not 8s. So I would have got off at 5:30, go home, and then get on the road by the time we get our stuff together, get the dogs, like, a mess, okay? So we decided to just stay here. We actually spent Thanksgiving with Ebony's family. It was fun. We ended up having a really good time, yeah. We had a really good time.
That's so nice. Yeah.
So we just stayed here because I was on call on Saturday. So we would have drove up late Wednesday night or basically early Thursday morning. And I would have had to turn right back around and drive back 4 hours by myself on Friday to make it to work on Saturday.
Wait, you said 4 hours?
Yeah, I think Hilton Head is like, people be like, oh, 3 hours. But when I looked it up, it said 4 hours and 30 minutes.
I thought it was 6. That's why I was like, oh, wow. 4? I mean, 4 hours, don't know. Hey, no, 4 hours is 4 hours.
4 hours is enough.
Gonna have a good podcast, some good music.
For real.
Good conversation.
A couple episodes.
Yeah.
Anything longer than a podcast episode of 1 hour and 30 minutes is all I got in me.
This girl does not like travel. I had a lot of fun when me traveled to Memphis to go see Mariah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like our trip went by really fast. It was 5 hours.
I think because we were in there together. Did we listen to a podcast?
That's a good question.
Or maybe we was just chirping. I don't know, girl. But it
I think we're doing
fast.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, it did go by fast, for sure. That was so fun. Wow.
Yeah.
Because how was your Thanksgiving?
Man, my Thanksgiving was delightful. I really didn't know how it was going to go. My aunt was hosting a lot of family on my mom's side, more than our immediate family. When I say immediate, I just mean my mom, all of her grandmother's children, and then everybody below. Usually just that. But my aunt passed away earlier this year, and last year she had just asked my aunt, hey, you know, I really want to see everybody I can when I come. I'm coming Thanksgiving, get everybody together. And so I guess, you know, just to honor her life, Ma decided to keep it going for her big sis. And girl, they actually brought a family member that was born in the 1930s. Sis was very healthy, mind intact, speaking beautifully. She spoke into us and she brought the family tree. And
oh my God,
you know me, girl.
Yes.
I mean, she didn't tell us what tribe we were from, so I still have some things I have to figure out. But
yeah.
And like some of my family was talking. I was like, what? So I politely scooted up so that I could hear her because I don't know. Yeah. We were in this like rented venue and there was like mm-hmm. what's it called? Like a totem
pole? A stand? Oh, like a podium.
A podium, thank you. Mm-hmm. And her mic was not working. So, but she, okay. I heard sis loud and clear.
Yeah.
And she just was bringing down our ancestor. He was a Heinzman, how he got his name.
Wow.
Him having five children. And then I was just like, wow. Like, history is just my bag. So that was really cool. I saw Ree. And her fam.
Shout out to Kareem.
Alex was talking a lot. Like, as an auntie, I was just like, oh, it's speaking so well. And he had said some, like, saying. And I was like,
How you know that?
He is so cute.
Oh my God. Prince Alex is.
Yes. I watched Family Feud with them. We watched Family Feud for hours. I just had good company, good family time. My cousins, we played. Yes. I don't know. I just had a good holiday. I really did. Yeah. I didn't see any of my friends outside of Crete, but still, mm-hmm. it was filled with a lot of love.
Wow, yeah. I'm so happy.
And I was that sober, was girl. Great. No alcohol, no trees. My
wow. So,
the party was very much wholesome, and it still was up.
Love that's it. Good.
So, yeah,
I was about to say I love that. Wow.
Oh, wait, I did have trees. Oh, it doesn't matter. I thought about after the fact.
She's like, actually, hold on one second.
Yeah, I'm like, it wasn't on Thanksgiving, but still, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Girl, let me just give you some updates real quick, okay?
Yeah, let's run it. I got some, too.
So, my dog, Zion, was a name. Tragic accident on last Saturday. It's not an accident. I mean, it is an accident, but like,
yeah, he basically
fell into a hole, a ditch. And when he came out, his eye was basically just like busted. Like, it was just in shambles, really. And this is actually the same day I was supposed to meet it with Jordan for our date. We're gonna talk about that also, but anyway. So anyway, I had to end up canceling, but I just went straight to the vet, and we've been dealing with that for the past, since last Saturday, and today's Thursday.
Dang.
He is doing a lot better now. We got a very good report from the doctor today, because Zion was actually scheduled to have his eye removed today, and,
Wait, I don't think I knew that was the procedure. I thought they were just, you know.
No, they actually were going to take it out, like, today.
And, oh my God.
So, because they said there is no vision in the eye. But they said because there's no vision and like an ulcer was in the eye, it just was looking so bad. It was doing so horribly that they was like, it would just be better to remove it and he would just feel better. It would just start a healing process and just go on. But today we talked to the doctor right before we dropped him off and we were like, let's talk to the doctor. We got some questions. And the doctor looked at his eye and was like, oh wow, his eye looks better. And he does have a small ulcer on it still, which causes him to, like, blink, because dogs don't necessarily blink that often, I guess. And so it is him blinking like that is him, it's kind of like a sign, like, he's, like, uncomfortable, or he feels like something is in his eye. So he does have a small ulcer, but the doctor said his eye pressure was good, so that means the eye is still good. Now, he didn't say vision will return. More than likely, his vision won't return, but at least
he'll be able to keep
his... Yeah. But at least he'll be able to keep his eye instead of, like, taking it out.
Yeah. Because I'm sorry. That sounds gruesome.
Yeah. And he's so tiny. I went through, like, 3 days of, like, guilt. I think that was the hardest thing.
That's a lot to process, Yans.
Yeah. Like, I think...
losing vision is a big deal.
Yeah. And, you know, people don't really, like, even myself, like, you don't really realize how important your pets are to you and how, like, vital of a role they play in your life. Like, they're really your family members. Like, that's really my kid. You know what I mean? And when something happened to him, it was just, like, I was crushed. Like, I just, like I said, I feel like he's so tiny. I just felt like he didn't deserve that. And I just felt guilty. I was like, we got him and we're supposed to take care of him. And I just felt bad. Like, but accidents really do happen, you know? And the fact that his eye looked that bad and the only, like, when you put it into perspective, like, it didn't take his life. Like, whatever happened to him in that hole, like, it didn't take his life. He's still here. He does not have as much energy right now because his eye is, like, healing. So he's, like, in pain a little bit. But you can tell Zion is still there. Like, he's still Zion. He's laying down a little bit more, but he's still Zion. So I'm positive that when he, like, fully recovers, like, he will be back to being Zion. I'm sure of it.
Yeah. The girl said, I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
Zion is,
I'm sure of it.
Is up, okay? It's stuck.
He is so full of energy, y'all. He's
wow.
So yeah,
it was just today, when you told me, I just the picture though. Oh, yeah. Man.
Oh god.
Oh, bless his heart.
When the doctor gave us that good news, basically the doctor's gonna take his eye out. The doctor said his pressure was good. He just had a tiny ulcer. Let's give it a week and we'll see how it looks. Like he said, the vision mate will probably more than likely not return, but at least he'll be able to keep the eye. That surgery was almost $2,000. So we got to not have to pay for that right now. Like I said, he's going to check next week, but girl, I'm still praying. Like, I'm praying like that's a real kid. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Girl, Nicole anointing him with oil. My mama praying. I'm like, we is not playing with, nah, give me my dog back. Like, for real. So, that's an update. I just was like, okay, some good news. Thank God. Like, thank you, God. Because that was so tough.
Man.
That was tough. So
I don't want to go after you. I don't want to go after this update. My little petty woes.
Girl, I got like petty woes too. Don't worry.
Oh. I mean, okay. The only thing I wanted to share that was kind of a boo for me, just, y'all, my hair has always just been something that I really hold dear. You know, like, I love.
That's your crown.
Being a naturalista, yeah, like, and I really put a lot of effort into trying to take care of my hair. I don't know how good I do.
Don't say nothing like it.
I mean, I don't. You know, you think you're doing a good thing. You know what I'm saying? You think you're taking care of it. And you're getting a stylist chair to be like, it's kind of like going to the dentist where it's like,
oh,
the pressure's on. Have you been taking care of your teeth? Like, that's how I feel when I go to a stylist. I be kind of nervous sometimes. I just be like, okay, girl, relax.
Mm-hmm.
So my hairstylist, I've been going to her since I think 2017, 18. Mm-hmm. When I sat in her chair, it was, and I got up, it was a feeling I've never felt before. Sis had my hair laid.
Wow.
In that a way so good, that I have not experienced.
Yeah.
I don't know. People, when they do my hair, I just don't tend to like it at first. I don't know if y'all relate. When you get your hair done, you don't like it that first day. It takes some days before you warm up, so you kind of got to play with it. I liked her styling immediately.
Wow.
So, I got my hair trimmed back in, like, January. Cool. Like, and she never is really heavy-handed with her trims either, which I just be like, and I always tell her, girl, cut what you need to. And then I get up and I be thinking I'm doing good. I don't know. But I got a big chop because I wanted the shape of my fro to be different. I think like back in 2020, 2021. So my hair's been shorter. I'm aware. Anyways, she might have sent an email like last month and she was like, I am so sorry. I'm taking a 5 to 6 month hiatus. If you need anything, here are some people that I trust. But none of those people handled natural hair in the way my like hair is. They did like locks and stuff. So I found this girl. I was like, okay, cool. Girl, when I pull up, she is in one of those, I don't know if you've ever had your hair styled by somebody or just any, I don't know, beauty professional experience. But she was in like a suite. So there were like 10 suites. And I'm like, okay, and they're just small bedrooms.
Yeah.
So, like, I walked into, I finally found her bedroom. First off, I couldn't even get in the building. Like, you had to have a code or something. So that was already annoying. I'm like, this man just happened to be leaving. So he opened the door for me and he was like, yeah, have a nice day. And I'm like, wow, okay. Thank you, kind sir. Anyway, so I find the bedroom. She's in there. She's got a girl in a chair, another girl in a chair, and the one in the chair that she's actually working on her hair.
No, I hate that.
It's 10:30 a.m.
Sweet, bruh. Oh.
10:30 a.m.
All them people at 10:30. Oh, stop playing.
Ask me what time I left.
Oh, you left at 5.
Oh God, I would be pissed. Girl, I would have walked out. I actually left at 3:40. Close enough.
That's still a long time. Because you said it was 10:30.
Yeah, 5 hours. Yeah. So the 5 is still relevant. What she would do is she would touch my head and then go to the next person, do something in their head. And she was, I guess, she was acting like she was a waitress. Like, you know, let me check it on you. Okay. But it's like, sis, no, I need my full
thing.
You know what I mean?
That's the thing about new suites, too. Like, I don't care. Even if I'm not in a suite, I just hate walking in and realizing there's 5 people in front of me.
And you're like, why did I have an appointment? You are like,
just tell me to come anytime between 7 and 8.
I want to go and listen with my girl. When I come, there's nobody else. I get her full attention. She does everything back to back, and I'm out. I love that.
Yeah.
With this girl, she would put a treatment in my hair, walk away. She put me on the dryer. The treatment dried up. So girl, like, you gotta re-wet my hair now.
It's the hairstylist woes for me.
She was having to, girl, I was so scarred. She was having to use extra heat on my root because my hair is natural. It starts to curl back up very quickly. I have low porosity hair. It doesn't hold water for real. So my hair was drying out very quickly. And so she was having to put extra heat on my hair. She was burning my scalp. She burnt my scalp with the flat iron several times. I actually wanted to cry. I've never experienced that before. Like, I wanted to get out of her chair bad, bro. And I know this kind of like, girl, it's getting your hair done. I don't know if anybody else, like, no. I'm not tender-headed at all.
She just wanted the stylist for you, bro.
Like, she know. And she had the nerve to say, okay, come back in 12 weeks. Girl, go to hell. I'll never be back here. She was like, to keep your trim, da da da. So I feel like, I don't know. I damn near got a bob right now. I was telling Yans earlier. I feel like, sis feel like I'm about to use her to re-up. No, no, no. I already have a coach.
Damn.
And I don't, I'm not, no.
I got somebody you can try. I can send her to you.
Girl, I'm not going to know. I'm waiting on my girl to come back.
You're going to your girl to come
back. The countdown, I'm waiting on February, March. I'm just going to be, I've ordered some hair products for Black Friday. I'm not going back. I only go to the salon to get my hair trimmed. So I'm not going every 12 weeks is what? Like 3 months? 12
weeks is like 3 months though. So that was interesting.
I might go in like 4. And we'll see. But I found another girl in Kennesaw and she be doing her thing. She looks like she takes her time.
Okay.
I don't follow the girl and everything when I got home.
Huh. Oh, you were mad, bro. That's how you know when you mad. When you unfollow them.
I wanted to do a review.
Sorry, it's not funny. Look. Look, what I said a couple years ago, I need to come up with an Instagram of all the stylists in Atlanta who have ticked us off.
Girl, call us Keely.
Yeah. Oh my God. For hair. We dead ass need
bruh,
that.
Bro, we would really make money, bro. I'm not going to hold
we
you.
Would.
People have such bad experiences with Atlanta hairstylists. Somebody actually sent me a text message where this girl was telling her, I think Carice sent it to us in the group chat. This girl had went, her hairstylist, she got there, and her hairstylist was like, I need you to send me the full payment before we start your hair, just to ensure.
She got in the building.
That was weird.
She's scamming her for real.
Like, I would never pay nobody for a full service. Girl, you got your mind.
I would never. Never, ever.
Wow, where are we at? Because it was at like 20 minutes. I'm so sorry. I tried.
It'd be like it though. You know? It'd be like it.
Did you do any Black Friday shopping, guys?
Girl, I did not, actually. I did not do any Black Friday shopping. Yeah, no. Almost bought a vacation.
Oh.
But I didn't. Should have, though, because the prices are back up.
Damn.
Girl, this birthday situation is...
Ooh. Oh, man. Ooh, girl, it. You and y'all ticket.
32 is looking real.
You turned 32?
It's crazy.
I think my year going to be 33.
I'm really an adult.
That's angel. We giving angel 33. Numbers. We just need one more three on that bit.
Come Jesus on, year, okay? Yes. Come on, 33. Wait, no, it's 33 or 36 year Jesus year. Because he died in when he was 33. Ooh, Lord, help me.
Use Jeopardy music. My aunt literally just told me and my cousins we need to like open up our Bible more. And I was like, this is so true.
Girl, I know. I be like reading my scripture, but I really want to dive in. That's one thing. Look, I told Nicole we need to have a family meeting. There's a lot. There's some 2024 goals that we need to get together. And then just like I was telling myself, I told her that. Then I was like, I need to have an individual family meeting, like with myself. Because there are some goals that I really need to set and accomplish in 2024. 2024, I ain't playing with you.
Me too, girl.
No, I'm not playing with you in 2024.
I need a change.
Oh, for an update, Jesus was between 33 and 40 at his time of death. But I think they said
That is so vague, honey.
Yeah, I think it's, I'm pretty sure it's 33.
Okay.
Because sure.
They were getting very, like, technical with it.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyways, 2024 is on the way. Yeah.
So I did want to ask you, because just to start off with a little song.
Okay.
I found this and I was like, I want to ask y'all this. What is something you say now that your parents used to say to you?
Oh my God. Dang. I can think of a few things they used to say to me, but I still don't think I say those things. I feel like I talk, I'm definitely in auntie mode. I be talking like an auntie, but it's not necessarily something my parents used to say. Like, I'm always like, child or child, I can't do that. Like, I'm always like, no. But I can't think of anything that they, like, besides, I mean, no, I can't really.
Girl, turn them lights off is that for me? Turn the lights off. Turn the AC off.
Turn the lights off.
Don't touch my stuff. Girl, I got a few.
Hey, look, don't touch my stuff is...
Do not touch my shit.
I be in the refrigerator like, who ate my bag?
Yo, I remember this one time, right? My mom had bought... This is when DVDs first came out. She had bought My Big Fat Greek Wedding on DVD. I love the movie. So look, I'm in her room. And you know you gotta press the little button in the middle to release the DVD. Bitch, yeah. I didn't understand that. This is my first DVD. Crack! Bitch, I was in my house in my parents' room like... Oh, oh. I really like... First of all, it is so crazy because it's like, bitch, you took the plastic off the DVD, so she's definitely gonna know you opened it. But not only did you open it, you broke it.
What
you Ooh, and for? I didn't know how much it cost, girl. Like, this is the first DVD in our household.
It was probably $30.
I'm afraid somehow. Way more than it costs to see it in theaters. Yo.
Girl.
I was shaking in me boots. I did not want to face the teacher. I just told the truth straight up. Okay. She was so chill about it.
She was
like, what the fuck going on? Yeah, she was super chill about it. I talked to her about it recently. She was like, girl, I went right back to Best Buy. I got me another DVD.
That's why she was so chill.
She had a receipt. Girl, I thought I was done. Bruh. Finish him.
That's hilarious. Ooh. Actually, that reminds me of one thing that I do now my mama used to always do. My mama do not play about returns, bro. She don't like something. If something don't fit right, bro, she's right back in the line. Like, she do not play that. And that's me. I always be like, no, I'm about to return that. I be like, I'm going back to the store for a price adjustment. Oh, I'm going back for, I got my receipt. Like, I am a receipt head ass.
Receipt head? And I'm the type of nigga who, girl, I be so trusting in the product. Toss. Girl, I'm the one that be digging through the trash hoping to find it, and then girl. I just giving up. It has happened to me so many. I'm like, why do I be throwing away, especially with clothes, bro? It's like, come on. That's, like, it's gotten a little better if you have an app, Like with H&M, that I happened to be a few times. H&M got a weird, they got a weird sizing scale system.
They do. It's very
I'm like, who are y'all sizing for this?
Not
but
us.
That is hilarious. Yes.
Yeah, bro.
Or you got to.
What is something that your mom has said that you, or your parents have said when you were younger that you say now, though?
I mean, and I really was trying to think about this, honestly. And it's like, my parents really didn't have sayings. It was more so like things that they do that I noticed that I do.
Yeah.
Like, my mom was just so obsessive. My mom romanticizes her life. Mm-hmm. So she'll drink things out of a wine glass. She'll light candles. Yeah. I do all of that now. And I'm just like, I've become my mom. So
Tra Junior.
Yeah. That's probably the biggest thing. But like sayings, like I know some people grow up with sayings, but I feel like my parents, and I think your parents too, are a little bit like on the younger side. So I didn't experience that.
Girl, I didn't really have a lot of
I think
sayings.
That's the older parents.
Besides my dad always being like, we're going to eat at home.
You told us that story. Sorry.
Girl, that would flame me. I would be inflamed.
But it's so funny because your dad really be throwing down in the kitchen, bro. Yo, my mom was like, no, I'd rather have fast food.
He but her going, rice to me. It's gone. But now,
I'm
that's
crying
the thing,
right
though.
Now.
I really don't eat at home. If I don't have to, I'll eat at home. If I'm not trying to save it.
Girl, that's what the trauma. That's what the trauma. Girl, I'm the same way. It's treat yourself over here all day.
I always be like, oh, I'm going to treat myself today. Oh, it's Thursday.
I hate when I treat myself, though, and it doesn't go as planned. I'd be like, damn, that's why you should take your ass home.
I'm wasting my money. I'd be mad. I don't like that either.
Be like, damn it.
Girl, for
that
real.
That shit sucks.
Woo. Okay, girl.
Okay, girl. So yeah.
Hold
now
on,
we're getting
I'm
into
sorry.
Fake news, aka real tea.
I want to read this meme real quick though.
Oh, okay.
Because
sure.
I have never you actually posted this, but
oh, did I?
It says yeah. It's like a meme where the girl is like, y'all. It's not a meme, but it's a little thing. Y'all. So I'm getting my hair done. The lady who's doing my hair boyfriend come in. They went to the back and they started smashing. That's not the word they used. They started smashing. Girl, what? Have you ever been in an awkward situation where you're getting your hair done?
Absolutely, girl.
Like that?
I went to go get my hair done, right? I left work early and I pulled up, girl, and it was looking a little spooky in the area. And I said, okay.
All right,
I might need to send my location to somebody. Seriously. So I'm trying to get in. There's a gate. You have to put in a code. I'm putting in a code, girl. She not picking up. I'm like, what? So I call her. She's like, I don't have any appointments today.
Girl, that's your... I'm sorry. It's not funny. This is my worst fear.
Girl, I've been walking around looking like Macy Gray all day. I said, I know you motherfucking lie. So she got me thinking, and I said, no, like, I have an appointment today with you, like, I've left work early, like, she's like, okay, I'm so sorry, I'm picking my kids up from daycare, I'll be right back. Girl, I had me some Wendy's, I'm sitting in my car waiting, okay, cool.
She had an attitude. She had to come back.
Girl, she probably took like 30 minutes, she wasn't far.
Okay.
But she wasn't prepared for it, you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
So like... Okay, so I get to her and she's like, oh yeah, so I don't live at that apartment anymore. We had to move. She was like, my apartment was flooded, da 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 da. I'm in this building. Girl, so I walk in. She got like 5 kids and her husband, ooh. Girl. He looking ooh. Dead in my soul. I'm like, ooh, not she got a man here. I don't know. And there's no offense to men, like, but sometimes it's like a woman, it's just like, oh, what's he doing here?
Yeah.
So like,
when you really don't know, like, it's not like it's your friend's boyfriend. It's like somebody you don't know and their man. It's like, whoa.
Yeah. So girl, it was like this time of year. It was starting to get dark early. So I'm like, ooh. So like, girl, she's trying to like, she has like a room designated. Her kids is doing all, they jumping, they doing a lot. She yelling at them. And she closed the door or whatever. And she's trying to like do her Roku stick girl, she having issues. She's like calling in the husband or whatever. He trying to fix it. I'm just like, oh my God. Just girl, that was just a very awkward.
Just do my hair.
Oh. It was just an awkward scenario. Yeah. But people fucking know.
That is extreme. That is extreme worst case.
But did you read the rest of the meme? Because she said that she was trying to, like, her and her dude, I think they were trying to make a baby. So they were having to do it on... I think it was some of the next slides down or something. I remember reading it.
No, the only thing I see is just this one picture. When I click it, it's not a link. It's just a screenshot. So that's probably...
Oh, shoot. I said, girl, what?
Oh, God, that's so inappropriate, bro. You could have waited till you got home. You got to make something else.
I don't know what I would do in that predicament. That's mad awkward. But and then she just come out like everything's fine? Yeah. What the?
Oh, my God. You know what happened to me one time? I mean, I wasn't in a bag fucking, but listen to this. So me and my cousin and her friend went to a yoga session, girl. And for some reason, I believe we ended up at yoga with Aisha when she'd be coming to town. It'd just be these random, like, how did we get here? But anyway, I went to yoga with her and her friend, and I was just getting over a cold, but I had a lingering cough that was, like, so bad. It was so gross. But anyway, so I went to yoga. All of a sudden, I started my coughing spell, and I'm like, oh, my God. So I go to the bathroom. I start coughing my lungs out. I mean, just like all the coughs that I had
like,
been
trying to hold back in. Dying.
Yeah, all the coughs that I had been trying to hold in, like I just let them out. I'm, you know, girl.
Oh my God, how many were you holding in?
Jeez, girl. I leave. I go out of there, and Aisha. Everybody's looking at me, and they're all like, "Oh, are you okay?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'm fine." Aisha's like, she's like, yeah, we all thought you were dying. I was like, oh, so y'all can hear me? She said, yeah. Which turns out where I went in the bathroom, that area had no, like, it was open. Like, at the top, it was open. It was not, like, closed in. Bitch, I was embarrassed. I was in there. I'm thinking I'm in there in my own privacy. That's why I did that.
Girl, that sucks.
Embarrassing. Like,
bro, especially during, like, not saying that this was during COVID times, but you know, like,
yeah,
trying to hold in a cough is damn near impossible, bitch. So yeah. When you must have really let it out.
Dang. Yeah, and I had no idea that, like, they could hear me because the roof was, like, open right here.
Oh man.
Sorry. Anyway,
no music playing. Dang.
No.
Well, yoga can be very peaceful. Actually, yeah.
So that's another thing. Embarrassing. Here I am thinking I'm in the privacy of the restroom.
I want to join the gym, bro. I got to join the gym again.
Girl, I got to do something because the way I'm.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So it is time for some fake news.
Period.
So y'all, so today there was a clip posted with our girl Ari Lennox. She was disrespected at one of her shows. I'm actually gonna play the clip and then we're going to get into it.
I'm sexy. Sound smart. Say I'm confident as fuck. Say I'm the one and never the motherfucking ass too. Say whoever gets this pussy for the rest of their life better apply that motherfucking pressure.
Who did it, bitch?
Who did it? Yeah. No, I think this is like, I mean, this is extremely disrespectful. Like, we don't stand for no Ari slander on this podcast, and we're not standing for no Ari disrespect at one of her shows. Like, throwing a water bottle at an artist, you came to her show why would you throw a water bottle at her?
Well, it's not her show.
Oh, I mean, why are they throwing a water bottle at, if you're at a show and you don't particularly like this artist, I just don't appreciate, just don't engage. Throwing a water bottle is like, why did you do that? But one thing she did, Courtney came out and was like, don't play with me. Who did it? Because I'll run your ass. She said, I will rock you. She was like, no, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, she said, you're going to disrespect a black queen. You know, that's very unfortunate to be in an audience I'm pretty sure was predominantly black. And there'd be a water bottle. I've never seen anyone throw anything at a concert, as many as I've been to. And I remember, this reminds me of Kehlani. Somebody threw their cell phone straight at there. She was like, you just gonna throw your phone? Like, and she kept dancing. Like, no, that's not how you, if you want to get my attention, meet me at a meet and greet. I also thought this was weird too, because I know that you cannot bring a water bottle into a concert. So they definitely had to have paid for that.
And then threw it when they were done.
And then threw it. It's just so childish. Like,
what would you do if you were sitting next to the person who threw it?
Honestly, as big of an analytics fan as I am, I might have said something.
Yeah, I'd be like,
or I might have been like, it was her. Like, I probably would have been like, yeah, pointing them it out, was him. Da 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 da. Like, that's lame as hell.
Why would you? Yeah, that's so out of pocket. If I don't like an artist, I'm not gonna really say anything. I probably won't even boo. I'd be like, okay, I'm ready for this to be over. And then I'll just, you know.
And I think we've been there.
I'm gonna see, but I'm not gonna disrespect the artist. Like, if, like she said, especially not a black queen. Like, that's crazy.
Ari Lennox, and this is really a rap tour. So it's Rod Wave, he has G Herbo, and then it's Ari. To me, that is a odd lineup. I don't understand it. Yeah. I don't know who they're trying to reach audiences with. There's somebody.
Rod Wave and G Herbo.
There's somebody that I spoke with about the situation, and I feel like they're so ignorant because they were like, well, they're trying to expose Ari to bigger audiences. Ari is under Dreamville with J. Cole. J. Cole is way bigger than Rod Wave. What are you talking about? And like, also, Ari is the girl. She's the only girl on Dreamville. That's major. I don't feel like she needs extra exposure. I'm actually surprised that she's even on this tour, because she had a tour earlier this year.
Yeah.
She sold out. She was overseas. I don't really understand her management and why she's on a tour of Rod Wave and G Herbo. I really feel like when women are on concerts with men, especially when it's like rap, they tend to be disrespected. I remember Ruby Rose saying that she had a hard time when she was on tour with some rappers. But it's like, these men, honestly, not all of them, but some of these men that follow these rappers be really thirsty, and they are not about the love and the R&B. So
respect, yeah.
I don't understand it. We're not living in that era of like... Yeah, we're not in the era of like
when you go to a show.
They don't, girl. And when I went to see Kehlani, girl, the amount of people that kept trying to get her attention, and then there was nothing wrong. They just wanted her to acknowledge them. They were waving their lights like there was an emergency. This was right after Travis Scott and that whole ordeal, the people passing out. I don't know. It's just a new culture with concerts. And honestly, I know this has no relevance, but that's what I'm kind of like iffy about. I'm scared. I'm nervous about going to see this Renaissance film because people don't know how to act.
Yeah. You know, did I say this to you? I just saw a post like right before we start recording where they have like rules in the theater. Like, if you want to wear a headpiece, like, please come in your attire. Please take
like, who's seeing you, babe? We're in the dark.
But like, don't record during the show. If you have on a head, please remove it so the people behind you can see. These tickets are non-refundable, blah, 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 blah. Like, please act accordingly. You are in a movie theater. Like, legit, they have rules. So, that's crazy.
It just makes me upset.
Yeah, people really don't
know how to just act. Because you're a stan doesn't give you the right to act any kind of way and mess up other people's experiences. This is a film. If you wanted to go to the concert and dance and groove, babe, you should have went to the concert. Unfortunately,
I think people are going to be in there. I feel like where the concert. I'm fully prepared. Except for people that act like that. But I'm fully prepared for people to act.
I'll get back to you. Anyway. I already know I'm going to have a story to tell. Next week, I already know. Yeah. I'm going to see the movie on Sunday. It's my sister's birthday. She is a Beyonce stan. Yeah. Destiny's Child stan. So that's what we're doing. And I just, I'm like, Lord, please, let me be back, right? But shout out to Courtney for getting these niggas right.
And that's right.
Speaking of getting niggas right.
Ooh, check now.
Cassie might have really did her big one in a way that we didn't fully understand. I'm sure that all of us have heard now. Diddy has been accused of horrible, abusive allegations to Cassie. They were together for 10 years. Imagine 10 years of consistent abuse from like teenage years to womanhood. To like your 30s, like your whole 20s.
Ew, she was like, gross. He's gross.
Some of the things I read, Yons, or just in things that I didn't even read but heard about. Both. It was just a lot to take in. One of the things that Diddy was allegedly accused of was pressuring Cassie to get breast implants in 2009. Allegedly, he forced a surgeon to take them out and redo them 1 week post-op because he didn't like the results.
She's only 1 week post-op. How do you even know what the results really look like? It's going to take at least 6 months to a year for you to see the real results. What the hell? And the amount of pressure and manipulation she must have been under to actually do that, to actually go forth and be like, okay, fine, fix them for him.
A man telling you that you need to get surgery on your body and then paying for the procedure, that alone is a level of humiliation that... It's one thing if you as a woman say, you know what, I want this procedure. This is going to make me feel more confident. But for your man to say, ugh, I don't like that. Like, your titties are small. And you are the one that has to heal. You're the one that has to have that surgery.
And go through the procedure, right?
So that he can what? Enjoy?
I feel like it's different. Wow. You're like, man, I want breast implants. Or, oh, I want this. And he pays for it. He's your man. He supports you. But like, for him to tell you you need it, pressure you into doing it, and then be like, actually, I still don't like him. Like, I'm still not enough for you. Like... The feeling she must have felt all those years. How long were they together? Like a decade, you said?
A decade. Even the doctor girl, there's a witness to this whole situation. So a lot of people in Diddy's camp were aware of the abuse to Cassie, but of course they could not speak on it. And Cassie realized early that she was alone. And I do want to get into that more. But here it says, a witness said, privately, Dr. Ryan told me this was mutilation. That I can't even believe this. He was saying, poor Cassie, this is awful. And it's kind of like, it's crazy what money does, where like, just humanity can just be ripped out of the situation and equation because it's like, hey, this guy's paying up. I'm sure a lot of NDAs were disclosed. And it's crazy now because I didn't really see them much. I don't remember seeing them much when they were together. I knew they were together. It always made me weird. I always was like, why is she with Diddy? Yeah. I used to always question. I just did not understand the perplexity of the situation. Yeah. And it's like, where were her parents? Where was her family in this situation?
Yeah. When women go through stuff like that, I was like, where's their family?
It's the money.
How did their family let them go through that?
It's the money.
Who the person really is.
It's like, I don't have to work anymore. My bills are paid. And I wonder how that affects, because I've never seen her even post her family. Like, I wonder if she just has her own family unit with her husband currently and her child. Because it's like, you guys did not protect me. Think about like I'm thinking about Britney Spears.
She didn't listen. It could be a multitude of things.
That's true. That's true.
We really just don't know. We really don't know. That's so sad. Like, and she was like manipulated, groomed, grew up with this man, and it's like the abuse that you put up with, especially when you're like in love, you don't even realize that it's like abuse.
When you're young, you don't know. You're just like, okay, this person is asking of this of me. How can I show up and be the best? That's really what it is when you're young. Like, I remember being there just like trying to be perfect for people, even though they weren't meeting needs that I needed. It was just, not to say that she, at this point, I think she realized at some point that there was no way out. I'm really curious how she got out of this, because it seemed like her, Cassie did, I don't know if you remember this, but she did not leave him until Kim Porter died.
Yeah.
It was shortly after, and I was like, interesting.
It was like a realization that Diddy was still like in love and Kim Porter.
I thought that's what it was. That's what I truly thought. That's what I was like, you know what? He is really mourning.
That's what I said. I said, maybe he was really mourning. He could have really been in that house going crazy on her. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe the situation just, she was like, bro, I got to get out. You know what I mean? Or maybe, maybe she was already on her way out.
I don't know. I really want to know, Yarns, what are the kids thinking? Because his kids are old enough to have thoughts.
Yeah.
Especially Quincy and, like, King. I don't know if that's his real name, but he goes by King Combs.
And the twins.
They share, Kim was both of their moms and the twin girls. Twin girls, I'm not trying to be shady, but they seem very oblivious. I don't even know if they have the mental capacity as young as they are to really go in depth and think about home is my dad, this or that. But I'm sure now with these allegations coming out, it's like, it's going to be the talk of the town. Sorry. I didn't mean that to be funny. Fucking yes.
Oh no, I shouldn't have laughed. But when she said it, it was just like, oh.
Oh, this girl.
It seemed to fit so perfectly. So I was like, well, yeah.
I did want to read this to y'all. Diddy's former head of security, who Cassie says cried with her after witnessing abuse, spoke out. He confirmed, I seen it, I saw it, and was involved with it for years. I don't know why he felt the need to. Anyways, I guess he just was trying to back her up. In his IG story, he said, this is not meant to be threats or snitching or anything like that against Cassie or Diddy or anyone else. This is me telling my truth as I truly remember it for two reasons. First, because I have four daughters. So in all dues, my truth as I seen it, grammar, saw it and was involved with it for years. I'm glad you know, sir. Now, this is from the actual court documents. Okay, it says, in January 2009, after Mr. Combs learned that Miss Ventura, Cassie, spoke to another music manager at a party in Los Angeles, damn grammar, I can't read. He became enraged. She had hoped speaking to this manager would allow her to further grow her career and that Mr. Combs would be happy for her. But instead, he became extremely angry and pulled her out of the club where the party was taking place. And these are just several allegations back to back.
This, you know, that's very strange. You're Diddy. Like, you sign people, you work with some of the best, and you're concerned because Cassie is talking to another.
Do you want her career to blossom or no?
Right.
And I wonder why she didn't make music for so long.
See?
Because listen, me and you,
if he was,
got a long way to go. Long way to go, I think is what it's called. Baby. Well, long way to go. Da-da-da-da. That's what she was in her ride. Leslie Bag. Don't play with me. That was a good song. She really, I was wondering. Okay, another allegation says, in the car leaving the club, Mr. Combs beat Miss Ventura, pushing her into a corner of the vehicle and stomping on her face. Mr. Combs, security staff, Roger Bonds, this is the security that's admitted to everything, tried to stop the beating, but was unable to de-escalate the situation. When the car arrived at Mr. Combs' residence, Miss Ventura attempted to run away, but Mr. Combs followed her and proceeded to again kick her in the face. Miss Ventura was bleeding profusely and was ushered into Mr. Combs' home, where she began to throw up from violent assault.
Were any allegations coming up while they were actually dating? These all just now came out. So she's been suffering this abuse alone all this time.
I don't think she felt safe enough to tell. And she's not the only person that has been subjected to Diddy's abuse. I'm not going to hold you. Even watching Making the Band, I always thought Diddy was a mean guy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He was rough on them. Like Dave Chappelle has that skit where it's like, hey, go give me some goat milk or something. I at you. But like, it's just known that Diddy has been an arse. And there's more. It's just, he did a lot. I even heard about him forcing Cassie to have intercourse with like male escorts and watching. And, you know, there's been a theory for a long time that Diddy is a gay man. But anyways, he enjoyed Cassie having sex. And that's actually, I heard that was actually how he would pay her. It's wild. Yes.
Can you imagine not feeling safe in your relationship and just enduring that abuse for all those years? I can't.
No. And then you start to feel like you don't want to get anyone involved, right? Because you may be scared of what they could do to them. Like she was saying with the Kid Cudi thing.
Oh, shit, that's right. Yeah.
She was starting to talk to Kid Cudi, and he threatened to blow up his car, and Kid Cudi confirmed that he did have a car blow up.
He did blow up, yeah.
That's wild.
That's actually really scary.
I'm not going to hold you.
But also, like, you're Diddy, and this is the kind of stuff that you need to, like, stroke your ego. This is the kind of stuff that you need to function. Like, this is the kind of stuff that you do. Like, what is really wrong with you? Like, these people be so mentally disturbed. Like, what was his childhood like for him to feel like this shit is okay to do?
That's what I want to know. Like, money do not make his mom definitely needs to be held accountable and assessed. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but there are so many Black women that, and really just women in general, but that just don't hold their sons to standard. They don't raise them a certain way, and that coddle them, that make them the man of their lives. And unfortunately, I just was watching Paul Pierce say this today, like, when people get money, mm-hmm. even though they have a parent, that parent then is like looking up to them as the breadwinner. Yeah. So then there's a shift of like power dynamics. It's like, you my mom, but I'm paying all your bills.
Right.
Are you going to really check me? I've seen this with NBA YoungBoy. It's just like, what is going on here?
Why does money make you lose respect?
For yourself? I don't know.
For yourself and the people who raised you. Why would you all of a sudden not respect that person as who they are in your life prior to you having money? Because now you pay their bills. Like, that's kind of like a dynamic. Like,
I don't even think it's that you're losing respect. I think it's just like, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and you can't, I'm not disrespecting. You're still my mom. Who I have sex with, how I handle my relationships, that's one thing. But I'm saying that as the parents lose that responsibility and feeling of accountability because they don't want the money to be cut off. That's what I'm saying. Because I can cut you off.
I don't feel like the parent doesn't feel like, not only do they not want their money to be cut off, but I kind of feel like they think that, for example, Diddy has reached a status where he's not even going to listen to his mom. Even if I tried to tell him, he's not going to listen, and my money going to get cut off. So why would I even try to tell anything?
Like Kodak Black too. Like, remember when he was like rubbing all on his mom in a weird way? It's just so many. It's just like, I see it over and over again. I'm just like, why are y'all like, I don't know. Not everybody's meant to be a parent. That's all I can say. But
yeah,
if I have a child, like, and they get rich, come on now. I'm gonna keep it real with you. Like, what? I pushed you out of my vagina. Like, are you kidding me?
Like, at what point do you, like, how do you check your child though? Who
you yoke them up?
Who is this out of control?
in front of their peers. Hey Diddy, we're in front of Jay-Z, 50 Cent, Yoke.
Why are we both?
They need to tell some security. Yo, telling security, mom, get your mom out is crazy.
Don't play with me.
Yeah, so you have the clip though. I wanted to play the clip
of why they said,
where Sis was really breaking it down of like,
yeah, I'm about to.
Oh man.
Wait, did I actually send it? Oh my god, I think I was.
Oh, I know who sent me that. I went to the wrong person.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not the.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, good.
So, this, I don't know her name. I know she's from Ready to Love, but she's a lawyer. And she's basically breaking down. This is the Houston Poor Horseman pod. Interesting. Okay, but take a listen to what she says about Diddy and how all these allegations can affect his career.
Okay. They didn't sue just Diddy. They sued his corporation.
They should
be. And they sued his corporations and sued as her, in her capacity as an employee. When you do that, it triggers commercial liability insurance. Yeah. And it triggers another policy called directors and officers. Okay? And we know he's a director of these companies as the CEO. So now you got two policies. What happens then is it takes away Puffy's ability to settle. It's not his choice no more.
So it's no longer personal accountability. It's his organization.
It's his organization. And it's no different than like if you hit somebody with your car. Mm-hmm. Let's say you have State Farm. State Farm gets to decide to settle, not you. You could say, I didn't run the stop sign. That's not true. They're lying. If State Farm says, we don't care. We did our investigation. We're settling. That's it. That's what happened here. So because they added those claims, the corporate insurance carrier got to say, read over and say, oh, hell no. We're giving her the money.
We're hearing you. Diddy's public reputation is done.
It's done.
Yeah.
And if he wants to be able to leave anything to his children, he needs to walk away from all of these corporations.
Damn, he can no longer be the head of his corporations.
Well, remember, didn't I say directors and officers liability?
Yeah.
More than likely, what will happen is those insurance companies, they have the ability to say, we won't renew your policy if he continues to be a director or officer.
Wow. Wow.
I really do believe in karma, and I'm sorry, but there, I really feel like, I really have always felt like, and maybe my dad has gotten to me, my dad used to always say when I was little that Diddy got Biggie killed. Like, he was just like, who else would have said that? Like, and I used to watch documentaries on the situation. I just feel like karma has came, and I don't know if you saw that there was I think she was just like a psychic, not a tarot reader. I was about to say a tarot reader, but she predicted that this was like a year ago or so that I think she was channeling Kim Porter and said that November of 2023, it's going to get shaky warrior for your boy. She didn't say it like that. Yeah, I know what you.
It's gonna get shaky warrior.
It's gonna get shaky warrior for you, cuz.
Dang, really?
And now he's being accused with Aaron Hall. Aaron Hall, whoa.
I don't even want to play the clip. He's disgusting.
Yeah, we're not even gonna play that.
Vile human being. Let's just leave it at that, because he doesn't even deserve any ear.
If I was somebody from the 90s, I'm not gonna hold you doing wrong. I'd be scared. I would really be scared right now.
Let me see. A lot of celebrities from the 90s, bro, they was really out here wilding.
Yeah. That Freak Nick documentary is still being made, too.
Oh, is it still going forward? I thought they got it stopped.
Was it stopped?
I thought they were trying to get that shit stopped. It was some lawyers.
Oh, those three people, those three women. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, no, we got to stop that.
I'm going to look that up.
Got that JD behind that name that said, oh, we got to stop.
I'm going to look that up.
I feel you,
yeah.
Though.
They didn't
sue
out.
Just Diddy. They sued his.
Oh. Hold on, Fred. I'm sorry.
She's speaking out of turn.
Yeah, girl. You're done.
Girl, that is crazy.
It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, like I said, them men, that shit from the 90s, they was really in a bag. And the women did not feel safe enough, or people weren't coming out about their abuse back then. They were thinking how they leveled up. They were, nobody else was coming out. They just thought that they knew it was wrong, but they were just taking it. Like, and I'm happy that women now feel more empowered to come out. And I hope that women continue to come out and expose these like people who are abusing them. This is like crazy. It's so sick. And
I know it takes a lot of courage to speak up. Like me, you had this conversation just about how as women, we have learned so much in the last few years about just abuse, what qualifies as abuse. I think for me, like the Bill Cosby situation didn't wake me up. It took me to watch I May Destroy You. I think that's what really woke me up too. But it is just becoming normalized for people to speak out, even if it's years later. And I saw where Slim Thug has spoke out and was like, why she takes so long to speak out? Like, if you wait this amount of time, does this sound like you just trying to get money to me? And that really disgusted me.
That is nasty, yeah.
Because there's not, honestly, sometimes it takes a while to even really grasp what you experienced. Sometimes people feel maybe like, what's the point? This person will never be stopped. Like, this is Diddy we're talking about. He was just honored at the VMAs earlier this year. What was that, August?
Yeah.
Like, he's rebranded himself as Brother Love. He's all about love. I think he absolutely knew this was coming.
I think he's absolutely insane.
What do you think about Carisha?
I'm trying to figure out what Carisha is thinking, bruh. Is she one of those, well, that don't got nothing to do with me? Or is she, like, siding with Cassie? Is she, because she ain't supposed to know Diddy pics. Has she? I ain't been on her page. I can't really say.
She posted something, but it was before the allegations. But she has not taken a picture down.
Girl, I just,
Carisha, you know, but I had watched her $1 million worth of game, and she very much came off like she was trying to hold Gilly and Wallow accountable about how they treat women, about them just being upfront with women. I actually very much feel that she is a woman's woman, like a girl's girl. But how do you, and I think you and I have talked about this, when you're in a situation where you're actively dating somebody and they're accused of doing something, but they've only been good to you.
It's hard.
It's a troubling feeling because it's like, how do I handle, like, I can't even grasp this right now. And I don't know. I've definitely been in my predicament. I was younger and I had a friend challenge somebody I was dating with. And it was weird because she had initiated herself, like, where she, like, called him, and, like, they had a rapport of their own, and I love that. Like, I want my friends to be cool who I date. But to this day, when she refers to him, it's like, no. Like, no. Like, her story has not changed. I absolutely believe her. And I feel bad. You know, it's like when you're young and it's like, I didn't know how to. And then, like, I don't think that he did anything. I think he just made her feel uncomfortable when I wasn't around. And it took her a while to even tell me. Like, she told me once we were done. But during the time, I was healing from my relationship and it was like a whole thing.
Yeah.
And I confronted that person about it, like, and they really, it was interesting. It's almost like I caught them off guard. They really didn't have much to say to deny it. And I was just like, wow, this is interesting.
Like, I added more fuel to the story you already
had. Yeah, but then it's like, there's so many layers to it, and I'm not going to get into it. Because my partner was very friendly. It just, I don't know. I wasn't there.
Honestly, it depends on the situation. Like, you already know the situation, but it's just, I've been in a situation like that also, and it's hard. Like, there's so many factors that play into those situations. Not even, I mean, besides the people and who they are to you, you have to take into account the behaviors.
Yeah, it's like, why would you do that?
The behavior of the person who is accused of the one they're accused. Like, it's just so much. And it's a lot to deal with. It's a lot to process. And I don't know, man. You honestly just make the best decisions based on where you are and what you know and what you believe and what you trust. And sometimes when you look back,
and I think at that point, you got to pray that the truth comes out. I'm not even going to hold you because when you're put in that predicament, you got somebody telling you one thing, somebody else telling you something else. It's like, okay, how do I go about this? Like, it's like, God, like you said, please remove the blindfold.
Yeah, God, I never want to be in a situation where I am so caught up on how someone makes me feel that I cannot see their truth. Mm. I cannot see who they truly are. God, please remove the blindfolds. Keep my circle safe. Don't even bring nobody around me who will harm me or my circle. Like, keep us safe. Like, the prayers you pray after you been through something, or like the prayers you pray for your friends, those are important, and you have to do that. Like, you have to keep yourself prayed up, but it's important to pray for your friends. Even like that, you see those memes that say, like,
you do not want to lose friendship over
like
love. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we as women, we tend to, like, I hate to say it, but we tend to pick the love and then the friendship. Mm-hmm. We're like, okay, it's gonna be there. You don't know that, though.
Yeah.
You don't know that. That's really a big risk you're taking.
You don't know. Especially if that friend has been nothing but loyal to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just count on them to be there while you choose someone else over them.
Yeah. Like, so this actually makes me think about... So I was listening to a podcast that I have really started to fall in love with. Oh, my God. It's called Can't Afford Therapy. It has Antoinette. I love Antoinette. She's from my favorite podcast, which is called Around the Way Curls, and she tends to always pop up on See the Thing Is podcasts.
Yes.
But she has another podcast called Can't Afford Therapy. It's her and two gentlemen, and they just talk about real shit, like, how are you handling this? How do you navigate as a person in society from a mental space?
Wow.
And they were talking about attachment styles. And I was just thinking about, like, how I was in dating. Oof, yuns. Mm-hmm. Like, I am, like, ashamed to say, like...
No.
Like, my very first relationship, I had to be sneaky. Like, I knew nobody would understand. I kept it from my friends. I kept it from my family. That was my first relationship ever. So just imagine that, like, in your history.
Yeah.
Wow.
Especially being young.
Being young, too. So, and that person had parental issues. So they looked to me like in a, just many roles outside of just, like, dating. And we were young. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We were really young. We were still in high school, going into college. So the attachment style from that was very much, I just was used to somebody always being there, like, inseparable. When I talked to Korea about it, because she was there to witness, she was friends with this person. This person actually brought us together. Hilarious. Thank you. She was just like, girl, like, it was so disgusting. Like, I remember them being like, I need ketchup for my burger. And you literally being like, you were like eating and you literally got up to go get it. Like, why can't they go up and get it? It was bad. And all I knew was a woman is submissive. That is how I can show up. How can I meet the needs? How can I be nurturing? That was my first. So very much needy, and I would say anxious. Then I got to my next partner. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah. Huh.
And I've only been in two serious relationships, so I've done things in between, but I only had two serious relationships my whole life, and I'm 30. Wow, that's crazy. This relationship, though, I tried to be a little bit more, like, relaxed. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't want to show up as needy, but I had needs that needed to be met. So it was very much an insecure relationship style. Now I've been doing the work, I took a quiz and I answered the questions truthfully. It said I have a secure relationship style.
Okay.
But it has not been tested. Yeah. So I feel like, can I really say that? But I wanted to read some of this and just see what you guys think. Because, oh my. Oh man, I think I exited out of them.
Shoot.
Hold on, is there a way to see my history? Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, so I'm going to read you guys what the secure attachment style is. So there are different attachment styles. There's secure attachment, ambivalent, or anxious, preoccupied. There's avoidant, dismissive, and then there's disorganized. Okay, so secure attachment style. It doesn't mean you're perfect and you don't experience relationship problems. But you likely feel secure enough to take responsibility for your own mistakes and failings and are willing to seek help and support when you need it. You appreciate your own self-worth. You find satisfaction in being with others. You're able to maintain your emotional balance. And when faced with disappointment or setbacks and misfortune in your relationships, you're resilient enough to bounce back. Okay, so the ambivalent attachment style, which is what I used to be.
Ambivalent, okay.
You may be embarrassed about being too clingy or your constant need for love and attention, or you may feel worn down by fear and anxiety about whether your partner really loves you. You want to be in a relationship and crave feelings of closeness and intimacy, but you struggle to feel that you can trust or fully rely on your partner.
I've been there. Wow. Don't read me right now. Don't do it. Okay, please keep reading.
Okay. You may find it difficult to observe boundaries, viewing space between you as a threat, you and your partner, that is. And it's something that can provoke panic, anger, or fear that your partner no longer wants you.
What in the yanni?
Stop, please, Ayana.
The only thing I can say is thank God I'm no longer here, but whoa, okay. You are reading me.
And it says a lot of your sense of self-worth rests on how you feel you're being treated in the relationship. And you tend to overreact to any perceived threats to the relationship. You feel anxious or jealous when away from your partner and may use guilt, controlling behavior, or other manipulative tactics to keep them close. I used to shut down. I used to give silent treatment, like,
that was your
bad. But it's like, bitch, you're miserable. Like, you're actually really excited. They're around, so you might need to eat this up. Oh, you need constant reassurance and lots of attention from your partner.
What style is that? That's still all ambivalent?
We're still there.
This is a lot. Wait, can you send me the link for this quiz?
Yes. Oh, this isn't a quiz. This is just a... But I can see the quiz. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is avoidant. Adults with an avoidant, dismissive, insecure style are the opposite of those who are ambivalent or anxious, preoccupied. Instead of craving intimacy, they're so wary of closeness, they try to avoid emotional connection with others. I'm not going to lie. I feel like this is a lot of times demands. Yeah. But there are women that fall under this where it's like, so it says they rather not rely on others or have others rely on them. Oh, you don't want no responsibility. As someone with an avoidant, dismissive style, you tend to find it difficult to tolerate emotional intimacy. You value your independence and freedom to the point where you can feel uncomfortable with, even stifled by, intimacy and closeness in a romantic relationship. The more someone tries to get close to you or the needier a partner becomes, the more you withdraw. You're uncomfortable with your emotions and partners, and they often accuse you of being distant and closed off. You're prone to minimize or disregard your partner's feelings, keep secrets from them, engage in affairs, and even in relationships in order to regain your sense of freedom. Damn. I mean, wow, just running from the love. That's not me.
God, that ain't me.
I'm a hopeful romantic.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Give it to me.
Yo, oh boy I met at the party was like, are you a hopeless romantic? I was like, nah. like that term. Not hopeful.
Yes.
And then we have disorganized, disoriented, referred to as fearful, avoidant attachment, stems from intense fear, often as a result of childhood trauma, neglect, or abuse. Adults with this style tend to feel they don't deserve love or closeness in a relationship. Mm. Dang. So it says you probably find intimate relationships confusing and unsettling. You may be insensitive towards your partner, selfish, controlling, and untrusting. Oh,
you know, maybe. I don't know. Those are things that you can work on in a relationship. Like, I feel like some things we deal with, we can work on in a relationship, but some things dealing with childhood traumas or just that what you're describing right now, I feel like some of those things you need to deal with solo domo.
You don't need to be in a relationship at all.
You don't need to be in a relationship right now. And I'm not judging anyone because we all have different relationship styles. We all have different attachment styles. But me personally hearing that, think about what you would have to deal with being that person's partner. I feel sad.
That's really selfish to subject somebody to be in a relationship with you and you're not willing to do the work. Like, you know that you can't give that person anything, but you know that you're benefiting, so you stay in it, even though you don't necessarily want it. And I've heard about this a lot, like where people are in relationships, they don't really want to be with their partner, but at the same time, there are benefits to that person. Like, it can even be like, hey, I'm lonely and I know I can hit you up and we can hang out, but I don't really like you like that. That's tough.
Oh, God.
I'm definitely not disorganized. I'm just definitely not avoided, dismissive. I was mostly anxious. And I feel like that, can also just be a self-esteem thing. Like if your self-esteem isn't the highest, like your confidence in yourself, your own like self-confidence compass is not very direct, then you can kind of rely on somebody. Like I remember I used to really be so involved with my partner and what they liked. I didn't even tap into my own bag. Wow. I was like overly supportive in what they liked. But I didn't want to say you had listed here that you can change your behaviors. And I love that.
Like, yeah.
The end is not near. You can always change.
Yeah. Always. There's always tomorrow. Like, there's not always tomorrow. I don't want to say that. But every day is a new day. And, like, as you grow and as you learn new things, it's okay to change your behavior. It's okay to change your values. It's okay to change your thought processes. Like, you don't have to stay the same. Just because you stood 10 toes down on something, it's okay to be like, you know what? Actually, I'm only one toe down on it. This is how I feel now. Acknowledge it, accept it, and continue to grow and evolve. Like, it's really an evolution. Like, when you, what I'm learning with age and more experiences, there's growth, there's new understandings. Like, you're really learning new things. Like, you don't know what you don't know until you know it.
Oh.
And when you finally know it, you're like, oh, shit. And it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah. That's the thing, that shame you can carry.
Immediately, we feel shame. That is, like, a natural thing for us to feel shame when we realize something. It's like, oh, I didn't know that. I feel bad for the decisions I made. You can't feel bad for those decisions that you made when you thought one thing. And you didn't know the other. Like, it's okay to, like, just change. It's okay to think different thoughts now.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's one thing why people, it's hard for us to kind of, to admit. It's hard for people to admit, like, the change, the evolution. Sometimes it's hard to accept, but it is
necessary. I think it's hard to feel like, I think it's really the forgiveness of self factor. Like, girl, like you're not confident. You're not able to like switch your life. Like this person knows, like you've been weak. Like, I think you really have to almost reconstruct your self-identity and how you see yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think that takes time. I think you can feel like an imposter. Like,
yeah, that is
like, what do you mean? You don't know what you're doing, girl. Yeah. Like you literally just was doing this. Like, where you went back mm-hmm. so many times.
Yeah.
You let them cheat on you so many times. Like, you know, or just whatever.
Mm-hmm. But,
and sometimes people, you're just in a relationship with people that aren't well. And like, it had nothing to do with you at all. Like, you're not the problem.
You are not the problem in some of those situations. You need to take responsibility when you realize, okay, shit, I'm fucking up. Like, it's okay to realize that. Like, you know? And it's okay to realize, like, well, I'm actually not the problem here. You are insane.
You know what I love about like, Cassie, though, is that she literally trusted herself enough to leave. And I mean, I don't know her, of course, but it does seem like she was able to cultivate a totally new life. Her husband seems very supportive of her. Even when, I remember when Diddy released that song with Bryson Tiller.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? It's like Getting Your Bag, Staying Your Bag. I actually kind of like the song, and now I'm like,
or maybe I know, but I don't.
Let me see. Oh, it's called Gotta Move On. When he released that song, Cassie's husband was like, he went off. Like, because the lyrics were towards Cassie. And I wonder if this whole trial has been going, like, them actually secretly getting evidence has been going on since then. Because that was like the beginning of Carisha Please around that time. I remember they were playing the video at the beginning of every of her episodes. But just shout out to her for believing in herself enough to create a new reality. I feel like sometimes we do hold on and then
mm-hmm. and we don't.
Yeah, we're just afraid of what letting go can be, even if we're miserable in it. Like, but it's like, you have nothing to lose.
You have nothing to lose but what you've already lost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you already lost it. Let's re-up. It's time to re-up now.
That's that real queen talk. Seriously. Yeah. That's that queen talk for real.
It's okay. And that's the thing too. Like, we're all gonna make mistakes. Sometimes those mistakes hit us hard. And like you said, we struggle with guilt, shame, like they hit us hard, but it's okay. And I guess the thing that we are like saying is like, you have to bounce back. Like, it's okay to admit you've made a mistake. It's okay to learn new things, change values, all of this. And it's okay to just start over. Like, it's okay.
Let's just start over.
Like,
clean slate.
It's a new day, and this is my decision. Stand ten toes down on that. Like, this is my decision, and I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of stuff can be so hard. Like,
it really can.
That I feel like I've learned over the years. I'm so ashamed of some stuff. Like, I was so ashamed of some stuff. Like, oh my God. But it's like, I can't go back.
Yeah. And unfortunately, when you don't have the tools in certain situations to, like, be direct, and there are even moments where I want to, like, I wish I could go back and just confront the situation. Like, what is this? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Not to me, but to people that have offended me, whatever. You can't go back. Cool.
Yeah.
But forgiveness is powerful, and I feel like just owning your truth. Like, I'm like, again, all of Cassie's tea is out there for the world. That is very courageous.
With them celebrities, like, when you say something, when you come out on something, like, it's in the media. Like, everybody knows. At least with us, like, it's like, okay, I'm telling this, I'm saying this, I've learned.
It's between you and whoever knows.
You and your circle, okay?
Not the whole world.
It's not
thank
the
you.
Whole
thank
world.
Thank you, God.
But yeah, thank God.
Because that's
another type of pressure that you have to get that. So people even not like saying like, oh, well, it took her forever to come out. Well, yeah, the fuck it did. Because after 10 years of
that's
that
so
abuse,
annoying to me.
Like, of course it took her forever.
That's like with Bill Cosby. I really was like, yo, why this stuff happened in the 80s?
Yeah.
Once I watched that documentary,
it's not too late.
all these separate women were united by the same way that he took action. Mm-hmm. Like it was there. Yeah. The synchrosity was there. Like he was.
And even, sorry, you cancer. Know what, over the years, like, just with all of this, like, sexual assault and things like that, like, I've even learned, like, some things that I didn't think was sexual assault was sexual assault.
Yeah.
Like, and you don't know.
That really, that's why when I watch I Made a Story on HBO, that really woke me up in a way, because I was like, oh my God, wow. And I think a lot of people, I think things just aren't communicated. And especially when you're young as a teenager,
you don't know.
I think things, lines are so blurred. Like,
yeah.
Tony Gaskins always be like, look, you do not need a date until you're 25. And I have to be thinking about it, like 25, like that's kind of wild. Like your first time, but I understand it, because it's just an understanding and a wisdom that comes with how to relate to people, how to communicate. And you just don't have when you're young. Exactly. So I want to leave us with this. Whatever your specific relationship problems, it's important to know that your brain remains capable of change throughout life. By identifying your attachment style, you can learn to change your insecurities, develop a more securely attached way of relating to others, and build stronger, healthier, and more fulfilling relationships.
Hmm. Wow. It's perfect. Like, I don't really even feel like, basically check. I don't even feel the need to.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Whew. So I know this kind of got heavy in the ear, guys. Like, but that just was such a big
issues, though.
Yeah, that was just a big situation. Like, we could not. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of glad that we missed a week, because so much information was able to like brew in between. And I know, like with Keke Palmer, we actually weren't there from when the video, the audio was released of her mom going in. I was like, ooh, cringe. But Keke just hosted the Soul Train Awards. She's moving on. And I think this whole situation with Cassie did kind of overshadow her situation with Darius.
Mm.
I don't know. That's just really sad that in our culture, like, so much of the abuse being highlighted. But I think it's a time for awareness and a time, just for self-evaluation and having conversations. Like, I don't know. Maybe go to somebody and have it that you trust if you feel like you've been victimized.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was about to say, too. If you don't know, it's okay to ask. Find somebody you trust. Speak to a professional about it. Like, you can't go on just hold that kind of stuff. You can't hold on to. You have to release it.
Yeah.
In order to get rid of it. Like, you can't go around carrying that on your back. You gotta let it go.
Yeah.
You really do.
Oof.
Wow. Well, if you want to share something with us, if you want to leave us, tell us anything, ask us anything, then please do so. We got comments. We also have our phone number. Please call us up. Leave a little voicemail. 470-713-5997. We are here to listen. We can help the best way we know how, with the knowledge we currently have.
Yeah.
The facts we currently have.
Especially if you just are like, I don't know. Like,
Yeah. All we can do is come on here and be us.
For real.
That's it.
That's all I can do.
That's it. Well, we love y'all so much. We appreciate y'all for listening as always. Jordan, I love you, girl. I appreciate you.
Love you too, friend.
And first of all, I can't wait to see you, okay? I don't know when. I cannot. Like, we are overdue. At this point, I feel like it's an emergency. Like,
It's an emergency.
I gotta see my girl. Like, it's an emergency. Okay? Y'all. We'll get into it next week.
Yes.
It's an emergency.
Absolutely.
So I can't wait to see my friend. All right, y'all. Bye.
Peace.